Hello, this is Tom Chadwick from Merrill Lynch. A couple of questions I've got. First of all, you mentioned in the press release that in the quarter you slightly lowered your spending on promotions and marketing in the quarter. Was there any particular reason for that, or is this? You talk about then going on to increase your spending in the future. I mean, why was there a sort of potential slowdown in the quarter?
Right. perhaps we're unclear. The year to year, spending on promotion was up on consolidated basis. Some of it reflects magazines. A lot of it reflects the newspaper. If you, Tom, if you look in our report, spending was up from nearly 8 million PLN in the first quarter of last year to 11.5 this year. What we meant is that we are not spending on the level of the fourth quarter, where you remember we had major investment in promotion. However, we are doing a market battle, and as I have said, after the fourth quarter, overall in the newspaper, we will spend more this year than we spent last year. However, we will not spend as much, and I hope I am not making this too complicated, we will not spend as much as we spend in the fourth quarter of last year on annualized basis. That's what we tried to say. Let me add that we had a spike of promotional activity in the fourth quarter. We then sort of lowered the level of promotional activity in January and February and went up again in March.
Okay, and you talk about launching new projects designed to enhance the newspaper's revenue stream. Is there anything that you can comment on there, or is that still being kind of kept fairly secret?
My lips are entirely sealed on this subject. However, I can tell you that you will, God willing, you will see that project in the second quarter.
Okay. And you also mentioned in your restructuring that you've modified the organizational structure to give you better sales in Gazeta's advertising. How have you actually reorganized your the structure of the business? What are the modifications that you've actually made? Is it just a sort of reduction of people, or is it something slightly more kind of...
No. This is a major sort of reorganization of how we work. Let me give you an example of what we did in the Gazeta sales department as an example. We basically freed the salespeople, the sales teams, from all administrative work. And then fulfillment and support have been centralized for salespeople. So you don't have dedicated support teams to sales teams, but a centralized organization, which is, so the increase in effectiveness comes from several sources. Number one, salespeople sell. They don't fill out papers. The papers are filled out by the back office. The back office does client support, and it's done more effectively because there are fewer people, better tools. Likewise, we moved, sort of coalesced several groups which worked on circulation promotion. Now they work as one group, fewer people, of course, sizable budget, but they all pull in the same direction. It's highly correlated, so if there's a promotional activity or a special scoop in the newspaper, the circulation department knows how to allocate copies to newsstands to make sure we meet the demand. And it's simply, again, much more effective. Everybody pulls in the same direction, fewer people, better line sort of sensitivity. So those are example of sales or line organizations. We've also changed the incentive system in the company, which very much now promotes measurable results, which are consistent with the company's goals, promotes risk-taking, etc., etc.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Guy Czartoryski from HSBC. Just a small question. I was wondering about the influence of print prices in Q1 and newsprint prices I'm talking about, and how you might see them develop in Q2 and 3.
Well, there are two issues with the newsprint price. One is the price in euro, and the other is the price of euro. The prices in euro are down, as you know, Guy, we contract them for a year, and they are down in euro. However, euro is misbehaving, zloty is misbehaving. It's 14% down year on year in the first quarter, and therefore our costs in zloty are higher than expected. If I remember correctly, it's about 3.5 million more in zloty for a newsprint.
Thanks. Good afternoon. This is Andrzej Księgawka, ING. I just wanted to know if you can give us, going back to this promotional spend, if you could give us an estimate of what you intend to spend on promotions in entire group, because we were told that the promotional spend will be lower this year compared to 2003, and from what I heard from your answer to the second last questions, that this will be the other way around. So can you give like exact number?
I can't give exact number because we have not, as I explained in our presentations after the fourth quarter, we have not committed a fixed figure to promotion. Why? Because we are conducting a market battle, and how much we spend depends on how much the competition spends and what we have achieved, etc., etc. We have a system that makes sure, which was introduced several months ago, which makes sure we have good price to value on our promotional spending, that it's effective, dollar-wise effective. I would like to, with your permission, correct one misunderstanding. I have myself conducted endless number of meetings after the fourth quarter giving forecasts for this year, and I never said that we would spend less money on promotion in 2004 than we spent in 2003. On the contrary, I said that we would spend more than the usual base of promotional expense in the newspaper, which is on, if you remove facts and recent events, we on annual basis spend about 30 some million in promotional spending. Consider that baseline. Then what I said is we would spend more than that because we are in a fight and we need ammunition. However, and again I'd like to repeat it, we'll spend less than you would calculate multiplying the fourth quarter spending by four. Because in the fourth quarter we had a big spike.
Well, it's difficult to spend more than in fourth quarter because that was an extra high spending. I mean,
I'm finding that spending doesn't present the great difficulties.
Okay, I remember your interview to the Business Week in which you said that judging by the effects of the promotional spend in 2003, you know, the management wasn't sure whether that was worth spending the money on the promotions. So one could judge that you will be rather looking to trim your promotional spend down.
Total misunderstanding, let me correct it. What I said, and very clearly, is that I did not think that what we did in the fourth quarter produced good price to value. And in particular, I had in mind the image campaign. We are not conducting image campaigns. We're doing circulation promotions now with, very fixed and stringent sort of rules for how much the promotion department is allowed to spend per each 100 copies extra. And as you can tell from the sales results on the newspaper, it's actually working, right? Whereas in the fourth quarter, our circulation was up 5% with significant promotional spending. We have achieved in April, as an example, 22% growth, with much lower spending.
Right, that's fair enough. One more question. Do you have an estimate of what was the market share of your major competitors' newspaper segment in terms of newspaper advertising per title?
We have estimates, how good they are. History will judge, because I need to remind everybody, I'll be doing this over and over again, that we're estimating without full knowledge of discounts that various companies give to clients. So it's sample estimates, so to speak. I'm looking. Total. Excuse me, but I have them divided by national local spending, right? Just one second, Yashu.
We have them divided by national and local, so I can send you the information later on.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we, in our chart, we split the market in national, Warsaw, and local, and look at the share of each newspaper in each of these markets. So I would have to reel off tens of numbers right now. But we'll be pleased to send you our estimates.
That's fair enough. Thank you.
Sure.
Hello, it's Guy Czartoryski again. Just to say a few things and ask a couple of follow-up questions. Most of us, I think, are very pleased that the advertising market has picked up in Poland, and we're even more pleased that Agora is getting its fair share of that. I was interested in the categories of advertising in which the pickup is beginning to take place, and I wonder if you could talk a bit more about that. I understand that automotive, finance, and construction, and perhaps you could tell us more about where you think your strengths are in attracting advertising to Gazeta Wyborcza as per category, as against that of Fact,
right.
Which I understand has a more sort of white goods, populist kind of franchise. And secondly, as a follow-up question, could you tell us a little bit about where you stand in your, I gather it's a court case with the TV companies over their pricing, and how you might get some market share back from them?
Okay, Guy, let me start with an example, and then in terms of advertising categories, and then move to generalities. In terms of a good example is employment advertising. This is a category which has been growing. We have a humongous market share in that category. We are the marketplace for employment advertising in Poland in our Monday section, and that's something that is our strength, where we benefit from market growth, and something which cannot, Fact simply can't steal from us, because, to put it brutally, the pages of Fact are not the appropriate venue for example, for executive advertising, right? Where Fact, the categories where Fact can get us, so to speak, where it can present a threat, are categories which are very broadly addressed, or categories where there is bottom fishing going on. An example of category where there is bottom fishing going on is telecom advertising. Mobile telephones are now advertising prepaid services, which do not require a credit rating, which are addressed down market. We are less and less the appropriate venue for this advertising, because our readers already have 6 mobile telephones each. Whereas, telecoms can bottom fish in a broader or lower segment of the market via Fact. Going forward, we might see something like this in credit cards, which is one of the important components of the finance category, when bottom fishing in credit cards starts. So, in general, broadly addressed categories are more vulnerable than upscale categories, and employment is an example of an upscale category. In terms of the lawsuit, we have filed all the papers, the anti-monopoly office asked for additional information, and we are waiting to hear from them. At the same time, I am a member of a European organization called European Publishers Council, which in about month's time will file a white paper with Commissioner Reding complaining, because as you know, this issue of state TVs is not only an issue in Poland, it's an issue all over Europe, and European media companies are getting together to lobby the Commission to see if this problem could be solved within the community, not only on a national basis.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, everybody, for being on this call. If you have follow-up questions, you know who to call. We are available. Thank you very much. Until the next quarter. Bye-bye.